You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
It's been a long week. How are you guys doing? We got Chris Arcade in the building.
Hello.
So excited to have you guys here.
We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, man. Up and coming, rising fast. It feels like I see news stories and articles about you guys everywhere. It must be exciting to like jump on your phone and be like, oh, we did that too.
Yeah, I think when you're just like creating music with your friends and other people want to get on that boat as well, it's just cool. Just to like, we sit in our band room and we make music and then people want to write about it.
That's
kind of crazy.
How did you guys form? 2021 was it that you guys came together?
Early 2021, Tom and I started like Coast Arcade as we kind of know it, but we've kind of been in and out of groups kind of together for the last however many years. But Coast Arcade, the band, has been together for about 4 years now, so yeah.
I can tell you guys have been in bands together because the banter in between setting up was like, they've been around, they're homies.
Yeah, no, our banter is like sibling banter.
Yeah, yeah. I love to see it though, I do love to see it. And you guys were just with Lime Cordial on a little tour. How was that?
That was crazy. Like, we were lucky enough to go on the tour with the Terriers last year and did a similar run of shows, and that was awesome. But this was all town halls, which was freaky. Yeah. We played a town hall literally the week before the tour with Amy Shark. We played Auckland Town Hall, and it was just the biggest learning curve I think we've had to date. But we really enjoyed it. It was heaps of fun, and Lime Cordial were really nice. So,
what's the difference between playing a town hall to playing another gig? What changes?
I think the size was one thing, but then also like the way the room sounds, it's a lot more reverby. Like, we had to turn down all of our effects on our pedals and things, and we didn't use any amps on stage.
Damn.
Because sound just kind of goes up into the ceiling and just kind of stays there. So it was like quite a different setup for us. We were all on in-ear monitors rather than stage wedges, and yeah, it was kind of buzzy, but it was cool. Like, it was definitely a different process than what we're used to.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Do you have a favorite town hall? Not to start a war in the text machine.
You reckon Christchurch?
Christchurch.
I think because Christchurch had... Well, I know why you're saying Christchurch, is because the catering was the best in Christchurch.
A man after my own heart.
Yeah, the catering in Christchurch was like next level. It was like crazy. Like lamb shoulder and like...
Yes.
They looked after us. Salmon, yeah.
Who had the worst food?
I don't think, because we were grateful for any Kai. So, you know.
Damn.
Our lips are firmly sealed because we don't bite the hand that feeds us.
I love that. I love it so much. That's really cool though. I guess it's interesting because, you know, City Limits is this song about kind of feeling like the city you grew up in is too small. Now that you've seen the rest of the country on this tour, is it like, maybe we go out that way instead of out that way? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think for us, like, we love Tāmaki Makaurau. Like, it's such an awesome city. I think it's more that in any city, you just sometimes feel kind of the weight of the... weight of everyone being busy and having their own lives and on a mission, kind of the rat race to what? And so City Limits is about that feeling of kind of like just needing to get out, like run to the countryside or to the waves or wherever you got to go. But all the cities around New Zealand are awesome. Like, we loved Christchurch, we loved Dunedin, we love Wellington. You know, like, we're happy anywhere.
That's
Wellington's
beautiful,
particularly
man.
Sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys have a very Wellington vibe, so I'm happy to hear that.
Okay.
As a reformed Wellingtonian.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys get to go out? Are we about to hear some crazy stories? Yeah, you look straight at that. Yeah, there's something.
No, so we were on the Lime Cordial tour. We had one day that was really hectic, and we were playing the tea party with Canterbury Uni.
Oh, sick.
On the Saturday. We were on at like 12 p.m., and then we booked the Lime Cordial show in Wellington for the same night.
Damn.
I know. It was just, it came up and we couldn't say no. Like, you're not going to say no. So we got on stage at Tea Party. We played a show. We got off stage. We went straight to the airport, straight to the plane, landed in Wellington on time and straight to the venue, sound check, and then show.
Sheesh.
And it was the last show of the tour for Coast Arcade, but my solo project was playing the next night and Leo's in that band. So we weren't drinking, but Tom and Arlo were drinking. And I think that night they got about 45 minutes of sleep before the flight the next morning.
That's what's up, Tom. Yeah. You're like living their rockstar fantasy right now. He doesn't have a mic to defend himself either.
No.
Do you deny the allegations?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
He was still drunk when we got on the plane the next day.
You're getting aired out, my friend. I love this.
He knows.
4 o'clock wake up.
Well, when you're traveling, you're on a budget. Red eye flights.
Yeah, true
6
that,
a.m.
man.
Flights.
True that. That
but
is.
It was
sorry.
Pretty brutal, but Tom was not a happy chappy on that flight. Angry little beaver, he was.
Where were you flying, Jetstar? Because that's rough.
And New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
We'd have to fly New Zealand with our gear. There's no way.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
But that means we take like the 6 a.m. flight, so.
Support local. Well, you guys have been making waves in the New Zealand music scene. It's been very groovy.
Thanks.
And I'm so excited to hear some of your music. So how are we feeling? Are we feeling like playing some songs?
I think we are.
Yeah?
We're feeling good.
That's groovy. It's time for Friday Live. This is Coast Arcade.
Alrighty. Cheers. Tom, do you... I can hear your cymbals, like, in my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Tom is the best drummer because he hits things really hard, but when you're in a tiny little room...
the tiniest corner. This is the lightest I've ever, like...
The lightest you've ever played. Oh,
also,
my
like,
God.
For me, it's one of the heaviest tracks I play.
Yeah.
Therefore, I happen to, like, do it gently. My body's going one thing, my mind's going, like, having to hold me back.
Yeah, the next track we're going to play is one we've not released and one we've never played live before. So you got to send us some good juju.
Man, the exclusive. I feel so blessed.
Yeah, we've got a release date for it, but we're going to hold that close to our chest for a little bit. But it's a track that's kind of, we've been in this like rock vibe for a little bit now, which has been cool with the last couple of releases, and we're kind of interested to stay that way for a bit. But this one's kind of like a summer version of that, kind of. I don't know, like, it just feels a little bit happier, but it's actually really sad, so.
Damn, I feel like all the best songs are, it's all about contrast, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Should we try it?
Let's
have a
go.
Let's do it.
Name for that track?
That one's called Afterthought.
I love that.
Sounds something like that. Sounds close enough to that. Good job, guys. Didn't completely butcher the track. So if you like that one, keep an eye out, because it'll be with you before the year is out. This next track we're going to play is one we released. It was our first release for the year. And it got to like number 3 on the Hot New Zealand Singles or something crazy like that. It's a bit of a rock track, so keen. You can hear all my things moving. Mm. Alrighty, should we do it?
Thank you.